May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer.
All of us have experienced going through wilderness times, just seasons in our lives where it's just difficult, it's hard, and it can come from a lot of different reasons. It can be as a result of relationships, it can be a lost relationship, it can be financial, it can just be whatever. There's enough stuff going around the world the last couple of years to create a universal wilderness for a lot of people to walk through. How we steward those times, what we do with those times, will generally determine the size of victory you live in the other times of your life. Because David, when he was by himself in lonely places on the mountainside, the hillsides of Israel, had with his slingshot conquered lions and bears, that it prepared him to, when the time came for Goliath in his life, he was confident in God's ability to conquer the Goliath, because he had experienced God conquering in the wilderness the lions and the bears. This is Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Now this is just after Jesus had affirmed openly, and the Holy Spirit came on Christ at his baptism and remained on him. And Jesus said, "Behold, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So obviously, just by what we know theologically, Jesus was in a good place with the Father. But it's so interesting how the Lord just declared that. "Behold, my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So there's nothing about Jesus' life that's not pleasing to the Father. There's nothing about Jesus' life that would cause him to say, "Oh, God wouldn't let me go through this if he really loved me." The Lord just declared he was his beloved Son, and he was pleased with him. And then it says in verse 1 of chapter 4, immediately after his baptism, that declaration from the Father, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, that's the language here, being continually filled with the Spirit, returned from the Jordan where he was baptized, and was led about in the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, while constantly being tempted by the devil. The Matthew passage says that Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And so even though there's warfare going on, the enemy's involved, it's constant testing, God led him in that wilderness to be tested by the devil, because it says when he came out of that place, in verse 14, and Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Holy Spirit. So there was something God did in the wilderness place that released, he had just experienced his baptism in the Spirit, but just released him into a place of advancing in his own stewarding of life in the Spirit. But the Matthew passage says, not only was he led into the wilderness to be tempted, but the way he did the temptation as the Son of Man. Because don't forget, even though he was God, he lived on earth as man. He lived as a Spirit-filled man to demonstrate to us, as the second Adam, how we as people were intended to live in relationship with God. And so the way he did the wilderness was, it says he was full of the Holy Spirit continually, and he was led about in the Spirit, or by the Spirit, while in the wilderness. That's the issue. People will often say Jesus' victory was because when the enemy would tempt him, Jesus would quote the scripture, and every time he did that, the enemy was defeated. The enemy just went to another temptation. Jesus certainly declared and decreed the truth as he walked in faith. But he survived the wilderness and thrived in the wilderness because he was being led by the Spirit around in the wilderness. What does that look like? What does that mean that he was continually filled with the Holy Spirit and there was led by the Spirit in the wilderness? When he came out of that place, he had come to a place of advancing. So what does that look like for us when we're going through wilderness places that can last for a short period of time, or maybe it's a big wilderness that lasts a lot longer? How do you do that? How do you stay full of the Spirit? How do you stay in a place where the Spirit's leading you about? And the enemy doesn't accomplish the destruction that he wants to accomplish. It's interesting how God will roll the dice on us. Because in the wilderness is where you go through advanced courses in the school of Christ. And yet the Lord takes those risks with us. He believes in us and who we are in him. That we'll not just survive, we'll come out of that place richer spiritually than we ever were before. But the enemy believes he can destroy. Because he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. For me, it's simplified in Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5. You've heard this quoted 1,000 times, but it's one of the great verses in Scripture. Who is this? This is speaking about the Shulamite, the believer. And the daughters of Jerusalem, the other people around her, looks at her and says, who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? The one thing I see in that scripture is that we will come up out of the wilderness. What you're walking through won't last forever. And the other thing is that how do we walk in the Spirit? How do we stay full of the Spirit, be led about by the Spirit? It's in that scripture. Who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? When you're walking through a wilderness place, the way you abide in Christ, how you stay full of the Spirit and are led about in that wilderness by the Spirit instead of being deceived by the enemy, is you lean into your beloved. Every step. Because again, the language was is that he was being tempted, not just those last 4 temptations. That came at the end. But he was being tempted continuously as he was being led about by the Spirit. Now again, it says he was led into the Spirit to be tempted. And then while he was there, he was being led about by the Spirit while being tempted. The enemy thought he had Jesus right where he wanted him. And the truth is, God had the devil right where he wanted him. The enemy didn't accomplish anything, but God used the enemy in the wilderness to accomplish something in Jesus. And in the Song of Solomon, it says, who is this coming up out of the wilderness? God wants to transform you in the wilderness so that you are propelled into his calling to Christ-likeness, and you're propelled into his destiny. What the enemy means to destroy, to halt, to stop, the Lord uses to propel. If one step at a time we find ourselves, we intentionally lean into our beloved. Because when you come out of the wilderness and do that, the people will go, who is this? This person doesn't look the same. He doesn't seem the same. They don't act the same. There's something that's been deposited in them that makes them different. Because here's the deal. When you lean into him, what eventually happens is your consciousness of his presence becomes more real than the consciousness of the wilderness itself. It becomes irrelevant, the territory that you're walking in, the environment that you're walking in. What becomes the most relevant thing is his presence. And in his presence is fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. You discover in that place where you're leaning into him more with more intentionality in the wilderness place, you discover that his presence has always been the most important thing in life. His presence is the most satisfying thing in life. You discover in those places when it seems like he's all you've got, that he really is all you need. There are other things in life we enjoy, but in his presence is fullness of joy. And when you discover that, and you come out of the wilderness, with that reality being deposited in you, nothing in life will threaten you. You'll begin to discover other wildernesses in your life as more opportunities. It may be painful, but another opportunity to lean into your beloved and for God to cultivate something else that's life-changing, that's destiny-changing in your life. You say, it's really that simple? Christianity's a relationship. It's not a formula. It's not little cute sayings. It's a relationship. And as you find yourself walking through the wilderness, leaning into your beloved, it will come out. But here's one of the interesting things. When you come out of the wilderness, when the thing settles, the situation settles, it may take time. What you'll think is, Lord, that was so hard, but don't let me lean away. Because it was so easy to lean in because I had no choice. That was a precious time. In 2 Chronicles 20, when Jehoshaphat and the army of Israel were facing 5 opposing armies. It was overwhelming, and God did a supernatural thing. The enemy was defeated. And they went in and collected all the spoils when the opposing armies killed each other, actually, not knowing what they were doing. And so Jehoshaphat and the people of Israel just walked in and collected all the stuff that those soldiers had. They were enriched. And it was called the Valley of Baraka. And the word Baraka in Hebrew means blessing. What the enemy make, whatever he intends for evil, God wants to cause for good. And the valleys that we walk through are valleys of blessing if we'll lean into our beloved. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.